Beloved, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Christos anesti.
Christos anesti.
Christos anesti.
Christos anesti.
The previous Sundays, we looked at the resurrection of our Lord, the resurrection appearances of our Lord. On Palm Sunday, and looking at the Sunday of the Burberry Women, and beginning on this Sunday, we are focusing on the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. For these next three Sundays, we hear of wonders done by our Lord near water. Water being a sign of life and baptism in the Holy Spirit. And today, our Lord comes to Bethesda, where there was a pool of water. Our Lord comes to the nobodies of society. These were the Anabim, as they were called in Hebrew, which goes back to Aramaic. People who were widows and orphans, no one to stand up for them, the incurably sick, the blind, the lame. And our Lord comes to this portico where there lie so many of these who have no one to depend upon except God. For they will see that everything that comes to them comes from God. Think of the paralytic, 38 years. Someone had to feed him, to give him drink, to clean him up, to wash him. How could he but not see that this was God at work who was feeding him, who was clothing him, who was cleaning him? For it's the Anabim, these little ones, the lowly ones, who have nothing and no one to depend upon, who most easily see God at work in their lives. We can spend our lives filling them with things, but the more things we fill our lives with, the less room we leave for God. Power, prestige, and possessions mean nothing in God's kingdom. It is to be lowly, to depend upon God for everything. That is a spirit which we are to have, which we sing when we sing the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And St. Luke's Gospel simply says, blessed are the poor. To be poor in spirit is for us to become like these nobodies, so that we depend upon God, not upon our own power, not upon any prestige we may have, nor upon our possessions. For those who have many possessions have many places to turn before they can turn to God. But those whose hearts depend on God know to turn to Him first and foremost. And this is what that paralytic of 38 years did when Jesus came to him. He who depended upon God all those 38 years of paralysis, lying by that pool, waiting that someone might put him in the water, by the word of the Lord, the man is healed. And we have as an example above all for us, of being poor of spirit and humble of heart, our Lord Jesus Christ. Because He is the Son of God. And as the priest prays before the great entrance, God's love for us is unspeakable. It is boundless. His love is so great that it can only stand before it speechless. And it knows no end. There might be a corner of the universe, an end to this galaxy or that, but there is no bound to God's love. And so God, the Son of God, emptied himself of his prerogatives as God to become one who is created, a creature. A creature subject to sickness, to hunger, to thirst. A creature who surrendered himself to death so that we could be saved. He is the one who has given us the first and foremost example of what it is to be poor in spirit, to be poor in heart. One who converses with God, turns to God at all moments, not only in moments of trial and distress, but moments of joy, and converses with God as our Lord Jesus Christ did with his Father. This is the humility of heart, the poverty of spirit we are to have. When we say, blessed are the poor in spirit, it is a state of being. It is a way of life. For our actions, the things we say and the things we do, reveal our inside, our interior life. There's no way that our interior life cannot affect what we say and what we do. When we have true poverty of spirit, that will influence what we say and what we do, how we treat others, whether we speak ill of them or good of them. It all begins with our interior life with God. Communing with him in prayer and entering communion with him here, especially at the Holy Liturgy, through his precious body and blood, by which we may come to him, who is the fullness of that poverty of spirit and humility of heart.